15-0 Harbor Beach over Bad X thus far.
That's right, and 15 points is not a lot to make up for the Hatchets, but they got to get something going on offense. Defensively, they've been on the field about 90%, I would say, tonight.
So Messinger hands it off to number 7 once again. Derek Puff advancing the ball about 6 yards, breaks a couple tackles head on, and now it's going to be 2nd and 4 for the Pirates at the 44-yard line.
Kelly and Eamon on the hit for the Hatchets. Again, the offensive line for the Pirates doing an excellent job, and we got a timeout. I believe it's by the Hatchets.
So we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW Harbor Beach over Van Ax thus far in the first half, 15-0. You're tuned to Cruise 102.
20 years ago, people had to sit in one place, attached to a wall, in order to connect with each other. Remember when you had to stay home if you were expecting a call? And if you didn't make it to the phone in time, you would never know who was trying to call you. And if someone else was already on the phone, you would miss all of your calls. These aren't horror stories. This is the way telephones worked just 20 years ago. Thankfully, Thumb Cellular came to be, and to celebrate 20 years of cell phone technology innovation, Thumb Cellular is offering great $20 deals on their latest phones on the market. Right now, you can get a free phone or upgrade to a Motorola Razr for just $20. Or you can upgrade to a Samsung Gem Android smartphone for just $20. These are special limited time offers. Terms of service apply. See any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. Missing out on a deal like this might be horrible.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach. 7:46 right now. A beautiful night out here. 15-0 for the Pirates out here over Harbor Beach.
A beautiful night here, folks. It's 15-0. It's almost halftime. You come in and grab a hot dog, popcorn, and a pop. And sit down for the second half.
You know, you were in education your whole life. You were a great salesman.
Well, I don't think I'd want to do that, though. You really got to press people to buy things that maybe they don't necessarily need.
No pun intended by the press there. 2nd and 4 right now for the Pirates. Messing hands it off to number 86, Avery Wehner. Pushes ahead, gets past, gets very close to the...
I think he got it.
He got it by a solid yard there. I was looking at the wrong official there.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong player because number 47 came through for the Bad Axe Hatchet and Spencer Kelly, and he unloaded on the fullback, and I was watching that play, and I thought, he's got him, but no, the wrong
all
guy.
All of a sudden here, Avery Wehner with a 7-yard gain, and Harbor Beach going with a no-huddle offense suddenly. They pass it off to Derek Puff as he moves ahead for another 7 yards. Harbor Beach in a sudden just fury of plays here and gain another 7-yard carry.
Ben Braden on the tackle for the Hatchets, but again, they're at the 45-yard line. The Hatchets had to hold here because they will get the ball starting out in the third quarter.
With 2 minutes remaining in the first half, so Harbor Beach with 109 yards on the ground thus far. Messing keeps it around the left side, gets it back to the line of scrimmage where he meets a few Bad Axe Hatchets.
Number 87 for the Hatchets, Brown. Daniel Brown made the stop, and again, the Pirates will now call timeout.
The Pirates are taking a timeout, and so are we. You're tuned to Cruise 102.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bad Axe. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
Player,
And welcome back here to Harbor Beach. 2 minutes remaining in the first half, 15-0. Harbor Beach out in the lead over the Bad Axe Hatchets. It is 3rd and 4 for the Pirates into Hatchet territory now. 45-yard line they are on with a 3rd and 4. This is very critical for the Hatchets here.
If they stop them here,
they still have a chance to take it down the field and make this even closer at halftime.
Well, I think the Pirates will go for it even if they don't make it.
And Messing airing it out. Passes it straight to number 20 of the Hatchets. And he's still on his feet. Harbor Beach players diving each way. Good hit by number 47. Spencer Kelly just lays him out. And finally, number 7.
Number 20 made the interception.
Joshua Geiger.
He was running all over the place out there, Clark. I didn't know if he knew where the other end zone was.
It looked like a jailbreak out there.
Yeah.
Joshua Geiger back up to basically the line of scrimmage for the Hatchets. A heck of a run there and a heck of a hit by, I must say, Spencer Kelly just came through with a massive pancake there. The fullback, also everything else in between.
You're going to give him a pancake for that?
I'm going to give him a pancake.
Okay, that's one. I didn't know you were watching.
Oh, I'm watching.
That. Okay,
all right. I'm a man of many talents. So, all right, the Bad Axe Hatchets taking over now at their own 46-yard line, and that was a very critical play, like we said. All right, so 3 men in the backfield. And they actually get a first down, number 4, the ball carrier. Dylan White out there for 12 yards.
That was a nice play there as number 7, Derek Puff. I'm not sure who, I believe it was number 22, Colpart, made the hit for the Pirates. But that's been their best play.
Absolutely.
Of this first half.
So number 12, Dylan White, 12-yard gain. Now 1st and 10 for the Hatchets. 1:30 remaining. The clock is rolling down onto their Pirate 41-yard line. Wing T, tight offense for the Hatchets right now as number 11, Braden, under center. Hands it off to number 47, Spencer Kelly, moving forward, just head down, ball tight, and he gets another first down. That's another 12-yard gain there by Spencer Kelly. So all of a sudden, Bad Axe coming alive here, catching Harbor Beach in a slumber with 1:09 remain as the chains are moving forward. Deeper and deeper into Pirate territory. Now the Hatchets now onto the 28-yard line of the Pirates with 1:09 remaining.
Colpart made the hit for the Pirates. But again, Spencer Kelly there is showing a little bit of extra zip here.
So Bad Axe coming out in the wing tee once again. Hand off to number 4, Dylan White. Advances 6 yards. A massive offense front from Bad Axe.
All of a sudden they've got a little zipping her step. The old momentum is on the Hatchets because of the interception there, Clark.
And Dylan White has 18 yards on 2 carries there with 37 seconds remaining as the clock continues to wind down.
I think the Hatchets have 1 timeout left.
Yes, they do. It's very critical here. A very young team for the Hatchets. Another handoff in the wing tee. Met at the line of scrimmage. Number 3, Mark Amon, the ball carrier. With 20 seconds remaining, and looks like a timeout being called by the Hatchets there.
They ran into my man, Cody Puff. I'll tell you, that kid is tough.
All right, time to take another quick break. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school sports.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf. Gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning 3 generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach as the Hatchets in a fury and a frenzy of offense suddenly with 20 seconds remaining in the first half. They're now on to the Pirate 23-yard line, knocking on the door for their first score of the night, 15-0 Harbor Beach currently.
Well, you mentioned in their opening pregame that Minetti believes in his defense, and that's what turned it around, that interception.
That interception.
And now the Hatchets got a little giddy up in their offense.
Number 20, Joshua Geiger, with that interception that sparked this entire run down the field. Braden tossed out to number four, Dylan White, caught at the line of scrimmage. Third, it's going to be fourth down.